This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Sci-Fi Noise. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com. How do I put this? Lately, I have not been watching a whole lot of science fiction. It's summertime. I've actually really just been catching up on... What have I been doing? Wow, that's weird. There have been some shows and movies that I've been watching. In fact, I have been watching Lord of the Rings, the entire trilogy, but the special extended versions. It's weird. When Lord of the Rings came out, I did not go to see it in a theater because there's no way in hell I was sitting that long in one spot. So I bought them on DVD. You know, when each movie came out, I bought the DVD and I watched it that way, and I really enjoyed them. Then they announced the special extended versions, and I bought them. Like a sucker, I bought them because they not only came with like extra scenes and extended scenes, but there's also like hours and hours of behind the scenes stuff that I could watch. And I got all of them, and they have just been sitting. I've been moving around, but they've just been sitting. I haven't watched any of them. I haven't watched like a second of any of them. They've all been open. They've all been looked at. Haven't watched them till now. The first, and you know, because they're so long, they come on two DVDs each. That's just for the movie. So the way I thought it was like this, right? If I can binge watch a television show, I should be able to sit down and watch these movies, especially if I'm just watching like one half of one movie a day. So that's what I was doing for most of last week. I think Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I watched the first two movies. And this past weekend, I didn't watch them, so I'm going to watch them today. Or, you know what? No, I'll watch them tomorrow and Wednesday because I have errands to run today. I don't remember the actual theatrical release movies well enough to be able to say, well, this is different, that was different between the two. So luckily, on the inside of each cover, they have this legend, you know. Because, you know, they have a listing of all the different scenes. And luckily, they have one to say if it's got one star, it's an additional scene. If it has two stars, it is an extended scene. Which is kind of cool because every now and then I'll run across something, I have absolutely no recollection of this at all. And then I'll verify, say, oh yeah, that's because this is an extra scene. Which is actually really cool. I wish that the payoff would be well enough that more movies could do this. You know? And unfortunately for me, I'm going to be a sucker again. I'm probably going to double dip when the Hobbit movies come out, because I haven't really watched them. I tried to watch the first movie, the first Hobbit movie, Legendary Adventure, I think. I didn't make it all the way through. But if it's on DVD and I can pause it, then I will probably finish it. I know what I've been doing. I've been reading a lot of comic books and books lately. Yeah. And I've been seeing movies with Steven. So yeah, there you go. So that's definitely what I'm going to do with the Hobbit movies. And then when they come out with these special extended Hobbit, I'm going to buy them too. Which is really a sucker move for me. Because I'm not that big of a Tolkien fan. You know, I tried reading the books number of occasions, and I cannot get into the first one. I cannot get into the Fellowship of the Ring or whatever the book itself is called. I just can't. You know, I can listen to a audiobook of The Hobbit, but I just can't read Tolkien. There's just something about it. I don't know why. At least it's not as bad as Dune. I think I've mentioned this before. When I was younger, I liked to read lots of books. You know, lots of books in a series. I remember when I was in middle school, we had to pick something from our school library. And this was a school for gifted children. So a lot of the books that we were reading weren't really for our age group. You know, like in class, we read Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End. Or we were supposed to. I read just enough to be able to talk about it intelligently in class, but it wasn't until much later that I actually read the book, which is a really good book, by the way. But I remember reading the Dragon Riders Pern books. Actually, I remember bringing them home and my mom reading them, said, "Wow, this is a really good book." And then I read The Dragon Riders of Pern. In fact, I read all of the ones until the series switched from like fantasy adventure until more of science fiction. So I have not, I know what happens towards the end of the series of books, but I haven't read any of them. These are the Anne McCaffrey books. I thought they were pretty good. I think the one about Rowena, something like that. I think that was the first one that I didn't read in the series. But anyway. So I liked reading a lot of books. I remember David Eddings wrote The Galorian? The Belgariad. Is that it? I don't remember. Anyway, I just remember I read the first four books like within a couple of months, because the fifth book hadn't come out yet. So I had to wait like 2 years before the fifth book came out. And I remember reading, I was loving it. And then it wrapped everything up in like the last like four pages. And it was like a very quick end. I remember being really let down. You know, but I remember that I wanted to read another set of books like that. And so I bought Dune, and I bought I can't remember who it is now. Robert Jordan, I believe. I bought one of his books, and I bought Dune, and I couldn't make it through 13 pages of Dune. I thought it was so incredibly overwritten and boring that I've never been able to get into Dune. I know friends who are like really into the movie and the miniseries, and I just can't, because I tried with the book and it's just like, ugh, it's just not for me. And The Wheel of Time, that's what it was. No. I wanted to get The Wheel of Time, but I got something else. And, I can't remember, but that's a book that I actually do still have in my basement. No. You know that television show, The Legend of the Seeker? It's the book that TV series is based on. That much I do know. Because remember, as I was watching the first episode, I was like, this seems vaguely familiar. And it was that book that I, once again, was never able to finish. But that one, I wasn't able to finish for a different reason. It wasn't because it was so incredibly boring or overwritten or bad. It was that around the time that I had started that book, I developed a lot of other interests, you know. I can't remember her name. Well, now that I think about it, I can remember her name. I remember exactly who it is. And have you ever had a person in your life who meant a lot to you, but you meant absolutely nothing to them? And even 30 years later, they pop up in your brain every now and then, even though you're almost positive that they don't think about you at all. Yeah, it's one of those situations. So I never actually finished that book. Because I was talking about Tolkien. That's a long way to get to where I'm going. I forgot where I was going. You see, that's what's just partially thinking about what some people can do. Another thing that I've been doing recently, and when I say recently, I really have not been watching a whole lot of television on science fiction. I've been watching Continuum, but I'm like a couple episodes behind. Only to say that the beginning of this season, I thought it had a lot of, you know, at the end of last season, I thought it had a lot of potential. And then the beginning of this season, I was kind of feeling a little let down, you know, with the direction that they went in. And I don't know, they need to do something with the character of Kira, because she seems sad all the time. She doesn't seem mad, she doesn't seem driven to get home, she just seems sad. And everybody else just seems pissed off. And there's a lot of sadness and pissed off in the world. Don't really need that in my fantasy, you know. I'm still enjoying the show, but something's got to happen, you know. I think that another thing that bugs me is that there's really no clear-cut villain this season, you know. I mean, I know Liberator's supposed to be the villains, but there's like somebody else behind the scenes even bigger than them, and they just haven't really been doing much. I don't know how to describe it. There was a show, Believe, I think it was NBC, where there's a little girl she had superpowers that were never really quite fully defined, you know. Star Delroy Lindo and Kyle MacLachlan. The little girl who was the actor, who was the main actor for the main character, she was really good. You know, a lot of child actors aren't, especially when you put them in a pivotal role. But she also seemed a lot older than she was supposed to be. You know, she's supposed to have this sort of innocence, which she did. At the same time, she's supposed to be older, so I don't know. I think she's supposed to be like a 10-year-old. And the girl's probably 10. I don't know, but she comes off as really composed. So I like that. Orphan Black. Orphan Black just ended. And a lot of people thought that the second season sort of lost its way. I didn't ever think that, because I know that this is one of those shows where you're just along for the ride. And what I like is that while they're being chased, it wasn't like the only focus of the show. You know, they're being chased. How can they get away? Okay, they got away. Now that they got away, they're in a different situation. Now they're being chased again. You know, it was a lot more complex than that. And each of the clones had a purpose, you know. But then when you get to the end of the season, they totally flipped the table, you know. No matter what I thought they were doing, that last episode just completely changed perception of the show, you know. What else have I been watching? I've been trying once again to watch Clone Wars, and I've been told by somebody whose opinion I trust that it gets better. The first season is kind of rough, and that's what I'm watching. I just hope it doesn't turn out like Stargate SG-1, because like I pointed out to him, you know, I tried, people, you know, Stargate SG-1 was around for 10 years, so there had to be some kind of redeeming quality about it. And people kept saying that once you get past like the middle of the second season, it gets really good, but nobody could tell me exactly when. So I watched the first season of SG-1, and it got good towards the end, but then when it went back to the next season, it went back to the same old formula that I didn't like in season one, and I only made like a few more episodes before I gave up. So SG-1 could be the greatest television show ever. I'll never know, because I just can't get past it. You know, it's not like Babylon 5, because, you know, everybody says, well, Babylon 5 season 1 laid down the groundwork, but it isn't until like the last episode of season 1, when you start getting into season 2, that it really, really starts to get good. Nobody can give me that sort of a definitive answer, or even vaguely definitive answer, about Stargate. And it seems like the same thing with Clone Wars. It's like one of those things like, yeah, all of a sudden, now watching, it's like, hey, I really do care about what happens to these characters. You know, even the ones who you know survive. Yeah. And I think that's it. Because if, I think maybe in the future I will write notes so that I have a better idea than just, you know, vaguely talking about books that I read, movies that I'm watching, and TV shows that I've watched. But, we all know that's probably not going to happen. Anyway, scifinoise.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with another episode.